Gentlemen, on your toes. Friendly Five Footnotes are on the air, and Friendly Fred is introducing them with his own original tap dance. One, two, three, four, five. Count them. Five Friendly Five footnotes sent to you by the makers of Friendly Five Shoes for Men in conjunction with the Friendly Five shoe dealer in your neighborhood. The first footnote, the address of your local Friendly Five shoe dealer will be given at the close of the program. The second footnote, if you like to listen to your radio in comfortable house slippers, then you're the fellow for a pair of Friendly Five. Try a pair and see how friendly they are to the feet and friendly to the purse. Third footnote, no more advertising in this program. Fourth footnote. Yes, sir, it's about Casey Jones, the famous aviator. He's on hand once again to add his air note to our footnote. The fifth, the first number, I idolize my baby's eyes.
My baby's eyes, I realize they tend to lie. I don't know whether they are brown or blue. When we're together, they keep looking through me. Oh, what a feeling, I declare, in that revealing baby stare. For when they hypnotize at paradise, I idolize my baby's eyes.
We forgot to mention that Friendly Fred's the chap who was singing the choruses. Well, hear him again, this time in Was It Wrong?
Was it wrong that I love you? Would it be wrong to make you happy when it would make me happy too? Maybe the moon was wrong to shine, dear, lighting the way of love for two. Was it really wrong to say I love you when in my heart I really do?
Thank you.
Now let's step along to the next tune, I'm With You from the Follies, played by special permission of the copyright owners.
Because I'm with you, right or wrong, I'm willing to string along. No reason or rhyme, it's simply cause I'm with you. Anything that you do, anything you say, you can be my hoodoo, still you'll be okay. I want you to listen, you believe it or not, it's true. Whatever is mine, I'm sharing cause I'm with you.
We won't keep you waiting any longer. Here he is, Casey Jones, the famous speed pilot and vice president of the Curtiss-Wright Corporation, adding a few air notes to our footnotes. Come on, Casey, pilot our Friendly Five program.
Hello, folks. Casey Jones speaking. General Floyd, acting chief of the Air Corps and the appointee to that office, told me recently that the General Depression had served one useful function. Airplane manufacturing companies, lacking large production orders, have been able to devote an unusual amount of time and energy to engineering. And as a result, experimental machines for military purposes, now under test, represent the greatest advance in years. Great progress has been made in the bombers. During the war, these huge machines were extremely slow, in most cases with a top speed under 100 miles per hour. Most of the flying was done at night, and their success depended on their ability to get over the lines and back without being seen. This recent new development has almost doubled the speed. Since the war, there's been a gradual advance in the performance of the observation ship. Originally, this class consisted entirely of the famous DH with the Liberty motor. In 1924, a competition was held, which led to the present Curtiss Falcon and the Douglas observation ship. The late development has centered its attention on providing adequate facilities for the observer, and the rest of the machine has been built up around this. The result has been a far more efficient airplane with even better performance. The third combat branch is attack aviation. These airplanes, carrying a load of bombs and a number of machine guns, fly near the ground, depending for their defense upon the element of surprise, and are used to attack troops on the ground and ammunition trains. Here again, there has been a marked advance in performance, so the present attack planes are faster than the racers of but a few years ago. So great has been the advance in bombardment, observation, and attack that they have surpassed pursuit aviation, whose purpose is to protect them. In order to do this, the pursuit airplanes must be faster, and the present ships are too slow. The result has been the start of a new development in pursuit airplanes, which will far surpass anything available today, and which will complete a well-thought-out program. In event of another war, the airplane will play a tremendously important part. Our airplane development is thus intimately connected with our problem of national defense.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur. In other words, thank you, Casey, for those air notes. And now back to our footnotes. Lovers of good style will like this one. Roll on, Mississippi. Well, all good things have to end, even our friendly five footnotes. Did you notice the absence of advertising talk on this commercially sponsored broadcast? It was as easy on your mind as friendly five shoes are on your feet. Just a step forward in the right direction, that's all. Now, let's talk some more about aviation. Most people think it's difficult to learn to fly. Well, far from it. It's Easy to Learn to Fly is the name of a handsomely illustrated book, which is yours for the asking. It's a very recent publication and explains the rudiments of aviation. The sponsors of this program, in an effort to make America air-minded, are giving them away free of cost. Just call at your nearest Friendly Five shoe dealer store for a copy, or write direct to the makers of Friendly Five Shoes for Men, the Jarman Shoe Company, spelled J-A-R-M-A-N, of Nashville, Tennessee. The address of your local Friendly Five shoe dealer will be given at the close of this program. And now Friendly Fred bids you good night with the appropriate tune, I've Got $5. Next week, and so in friendly fashion, good luck